أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First off, welcome to the third season of Ramadan Reflections, a series of videos in which we explore and delve into the blessed month of Ramadan and try to gain better insight into our responsibility as believers. This season we've chosen the unique topic of living the Quran through the living Quran. With this topic, we want to bring about an understanding in the viewers that the Quran is, first of all, a living book. It does not stop with the passing of the Messenger of God. The Quran does not cease to be a book of guidance with the death of the Prophet, nor does it cease to be a book of inspiration, despite the fact that over 14 centuries have passed since its beginning revelation. And so we want to look at the living Quran, which is a living book, and living the Quran through this living book, meaning that we have to take inspiration and guidance from the Quran, from the verses of the Quran, from the passages which God has revealed within this noble book. And so as we begin this series, this month of Ramadan, of 30 unique topics from the Quran, we will hopefully gain a better understanding of the verses of the Quran, and hopefully we will be able to carry out our inspiration of learning from the Quran well past the month of Ramadan, so that we are able to live our lives according to the beautiful teachings of the noble book that the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, struggled for 23 years to bring to humanity. And so with that brief introduction, let us delve into the verse for today, for the first day of the month of Ramadan, in this series of living the Quran through the living Quran. Before we go into our very brief discussion, let us have a look and a listen to the beautiful verse that we want to deliberate upon today.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. One of the realities that we see of the world around us today is that when people want to begin something, whether it be a sporting event, whether it be the government sitting in office, whether it even be a company, for example, maybe launching a new product or having a meeting of its employees, whatever the case may be, they tend to start all of these sorts of events with some slogan, with some activity. For example, with sporting events, you'll see that the national anthems of the countries that are being represented, that are playing against one another, will be recited. In an example of the government, they may start with a pledge of allegiance to a flag or to their queen or to some noble individual. With a company, for example, they may remind their employees of a pledge that they've made to the company, to their work ethic, to their work ethos, and so on and so forth. All of these various ways that people start important things within their lives. The Quran is no different because it is the book of God, because it is the final revelation to come to humanity until the day of judgment. There will be no other book revealed by God to humanity. God, in His infinite wisdom, decided to start every single chapter of His book, with the exception of chapter number 9 of the Quran, with this beautiful phrase of Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, where He begins in the name of Allah, and we are told to recite and to begin in the name of God, the one who is the all-compassionate and the ever-merciful. Now this is not unique to Islam. It is not unique to the Muslims. It is not unique to only the Prophet of Islam. Rather, when we read the Quran, we see that previous prophets also invoked this phrase when they began important tasks. We have at least two examples in the Quran. When Prophet Noah was about to board the ark, when Prophet Noah set sail to salvation with his family, with his livestock, with the animals that he had gathered on the ark, the Quran tells us that he begins his journey and he would disembark in the name of God. In fact, even when Prophet Solomon wrote that historic letter to the Queen of Sheba, inviting her to come to submit to God, to the one God, and to accept Islam, Solomon, peace be upon him, begins his letter with the phrase, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And this is again recorded in the Quran. And as Muslims, we realize from us who follow the Sunnah, the tradition of the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that every action that the Prophet used to do would be preceded by the Bismillah phrase, whether it be the Prophet eating food, having a drink of water, traveling on his camel or horse. Whatever the Prophet would do, he would not only do it himself, but he would request the believers to begin every action by reciting this phrase, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And as we know, even for our meat to be considered pure and acceptable to eat, we need to recite the name of God upon it. So this shows us that the phrase is not only just obviously a phrase, as we say, but the actual meaning behind it has to be at the forefront of our mind. And so yes, it's easy to say the phrase, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it's only four words. But what is more important is to realize when we begin an action, and that we do that action in the name of God, who has those two traits, the two primary traits we can say that He wants us to know of being compassionate and merciful, that all of our actions need to take on that representation of being done in the name of God, being done under His watch and His supervision, being actions that we are performing to ensure that we are earning His pleasure. And so the phrase does not only become words that we recite, just something that comes off of our tongue, but rather something that we have to imbibe in every action we do. And just to give you some examples as we close in this first day of the month of Ramadan, that we have traditions from the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them all, in where they tell us that when you want to begin any action, begin it in the name of God. Even to write a line of poetry, you should begin by writing the phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then begin to write your poetry. In summary and to conclude, everything that we do should be in the name of God, not only by verbally declaring this phrase, either in the written form or spoken, but also to know deep down inside that what we are doing is being done by the permission of God, and that we are seeking His pleasure in whatever we do, whether it be the mundane activities of the world, going to work, going to school, whether it be sports activities we engage in, or whether it be religious events within our centers. Everything needs to begin in the name of God. And when we begin in the name of God, and we keep God at the forefront, and that we are doing everything to please Him and to follow His ordinances, then without a doubt we will be successful, and that we will gain the rewards of practicing the actions of the Prophet and of the family of the Prophet. As we close in this first day of the month of Ramadan, we ask God to allow us to continue our worship over the next 29 days, that we're able to fast, that we're able to keep the night vigil, that we're able to make the obligatory prayers and also the recommended prayers, and that God make it easy upon each and every one of us to uphold all of the regulations of the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.